he's just as lucky to have them, or maybe he's just as apt to have them. No? Right, okay. How about the when you use a plow, the trenches that you cut with a plow? What are they called?
With a what?
With a plow? And you're going
down. Plow furrows.
Okay. And when you have a good yield in your crops, you might say, we raised a big...
big crop.
Okay. If you were to get rid of all the brush and the trees on the land, if you cut them all down and made a road through them, you'd say that we...
we cleaned it up.
Okay.
That's what they call it, clean up a new ground.
And how about cutting grass?
More?
All right. What do you call the old dry dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring? Now, this isn't hay, it's just stuff that you leave on the ground. Any other, and it's cut. Any other word? It's the second cutting of clover or grass.
Well, they leave it there in order to have a sort of a fertilizing effect that it increases the humus in the soil when it's turned under.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about wheat? When you tie it up, what do you...
weeds?
Wheat.
Wheat.
Uh-huh. What's the thing that you tie it up into?
Called shocks.
How about something smaller than that, though? Smaller than a shock of wheat.
Bundle. Right.
And say you raised over 40 acres of wheat. And you'd say... but you weren't talking about how many acres that you raised wheat on. You're talking about how many
yield.
The yield, the measure of the yield. You'd say we raised
so many bushels.
Okay. Now, what have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thresh it.
Right. If you and another man have got to do a job, when you told them about it, you'd say you and are going to do the job. You and...
and me, you and me.
Okay. But if you weren't speaking for him and just talking about him, you'd say the job is for...
well, it'd be for you and whoever else was available.
So it's for... if we were together, and you're talking about...
well, it's, say, down here, we say, you all.
Okay. I was thinking, though, maybe if there were...
and you is a plural in that case.
Well, no, what I was thinking maybe was, if you were going up to a hotel or something, and you're registering, say, for you and a friend, say, we want one room for...
for two?
Or for...
for a couple?